أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another day of this blessed month of Ramadan. Today being the 19th day of this blessed month, and we continue in our series of Ramadan reflections, in which we have been reviewing and analyzing and reflecting on the verses of the Noble Quran, which deal with obviously multiple topics, but our specific theme of management and administration principles from the point of view of the Noble Quran. Again, today being the 19th day, we want to look at this topic of making the best use of opportunities. Before we go to the verse for today, it's obviously important for us to understand, and obviously this is something which is given in our world today, and something that I'm sure we all understand, which is that we need to make the use of every opportunity that we have in front of us. Now, obviously, everybody will make their we'll consider their time to be valuable. We don't want to waste our time. We don't like to waste our money on frivolous things. And obviously when it comes to time, money is a renewable resource. We can make more money. We can, work harder, work overtime. If we have our own business, we can seek out more clientele, more customers. And so we can always make more money. But when it comes to time, we can't make time. We can't make more than what we have. The 24 hours in the day, the 60 minutes in every hour, the 7 days in the week, we cannot, increase that. Nobody has that ability. And obviously, when you look at it at a larger scale, is our life. We're all destined to live a certain life, a certain time span. We've been allotted on this earth, and nobody can do anything to delay their own eventual demise. This is a reality that God has put into place. And so we are told by the Quran and by the statements of the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his noble family members, that we need to make the most opportunity, avail ourselves of the times that we have available to us. Before we go on with a better review and a deeper understanding of this concept, let us review the verse for today and then come back and try to better understand this theme of making the best use of our opportunities. Allah says the following within the Noble Quran.
فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ الْقَيِّمِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ يَوْمٌ.
Be devoted to the upright religion before the coming of the inevitable day, when no one can escape from God. This verse, which comes to us from chapter number 30, the chapter named after the Romans, verse number 43, tells us about the importance of making use and availing ourselves of every opportunity. Again, as we mentioned in the introduction, that this is a theme which has been spoken about directly many times in the Quran, such as in this passage. And also many times indirectly, God speaks of the importance of making use of the opportunities which we which come upon us. We have beautiful traditions also from the Immaculate Household of the Prophet. For example, we have the tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he tells us that opportunities, golden opportunities, where he tells us that these opportunities pass like the passing of clouds. And so he says that when a time comes upon you where you can actually benefit from it, that you should seize that time, seize that moment, and make the most of that particular time of your life. Because again, they pass like clouds. Today you may have an opportunity to go to school. If you wait for too long, you will lose that chance. Today we have the opportunity, for example, to get into the workforce. If we miss that opportunity, obviously it will become much more difficult later on in the future. Today we have the opportunity to fast in this month of Ramadan while we have health, while we have the vitality, while we have the ability. If we don't make use of this opportunity, then obviously we don't know what will happen tomorrow. We don't know what will happen next year in this month of Ramadan, if we will even have the health or the time or the any of the other things that are required to fulfill this obligation. And so therefore, when we see in our lives that this becomes important, then we understand and appreciate why God has mentioned as he has in this particular chapter. And so therefore, when we look at this verse from multiple angles, if we look at it from the point of view of leadership, A good leader will be somebody who will realize when there is a golden opportunity, whether it be for themselves as individuals, or whether they would see some opportunity within the people that are working, that are within the workforce that they are leading over. And this leader will try and make sure that everybody, himself or herself included, and all of those who are working alongside of him or her, that they make the best use of their opportunities. And obviously, when it comes to the workforce, in the corporate world, in the business sector, these opportunities are many. Obviously, we can't limit it to only one or two. They come in many different forms, whether it be an opportunity to, become or release a better product or offer a better service, whether it be making the most of talent that you have, right? Sometimes we underestimate the people that we work with, and they have many hidden talents and skills and aptitudes that we sometimes don't really, we don't really understand or know what they are. So we have to ensure that we try and find, those talented, brilliant individuals and make use of their skills, their skill set, their abilities. And obviously we look at this from different perspectives. At home, when we have a family, we have to also make the best use of opportunities of teaching, of educating one another, of teaching lessons to our children, for example. Many different ways, again, that we can make use the best use of opportunities in the home. In our religious communities, we should be taking advantage of, not in a negative way, obviously, but in a positive way, we should make the best use of people who have the skills. And I don't only mean our religious scholars. Obviously, we should try and avail of their services, of their knowledge, of their insight, of their wisdom, of their what they have to share with us. But also within communities, we have people of many different backgrounds, people who are maybe medical professionals. We should use that opportunity, the best time, to maybe have them conduct sessions and seminars for the community members. Maybe we have people who are financial planners, who are accountants. We should try and use the opportunities of having such professionals in our community, in our midst, to give back to the community, to help us become a stronger, more vibrant, a more powerful community. And so to conclude for this message for today, for the 19th day of the month of Ramadan, is that we need to always make the best use of opportunities, seize the moment, make sure that we make the most of every day, of every opportunity to better ourselves, to better our families, to better our communities, and ultimately to benefit the society that we live in. We ask our Creator to keep us on the path of felicity and to give us the ability to continue in these last remaining days and nights of the month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.